Hello, this is Dr. Elaine Ferguson, and welcome to your free healing meditation. I'm excited about this opportunity to share with you the power of meditation. It's really one of the most remarkable yet simple things that a person can do, not only to get well, but to improve your general health and vibrancy and well-being. It is truly a profound gift that anyone can use and benefit from. I would encourage you to take a look at our other mind-body products. We have several comprehensive programs and individualized products as well that can help you to improve your health and well-being using the power of your mind. These products are not intended to replace your regular medical treatment whatsoever. And you should always consult with your doctor about your general condition and your medications. So let's get started. I'd like to ask you to find yourself in a comfortable place. You might want to turn off this recording for a moment just to get settled down. Take the phone off the hook. Turn off your cell phones and your Blackberries, iPads, iPods, all that stuff. Just take a few moments so you won't be interrupted. And once you've done that, turn us back on and we'll get started. So let's take a few deep breaths with your eyes closed once you're in a comfortable position, either sitting up or laying down. Just take a few deep breaths. Breathing in through the nose and out through your mouth. In through your nose and out through your mouth. Just focus on your breathing. Just breathe very slowly, very gently, as if your breath is following the waves of the ocean crashing into the shore, just rolling in very gently. In through the nose and out through the mouth. Very good. So a few more deep breaths. In through the nose and out through the mouth. And as you're breathing in, allow your abdominal wall, the lower part of your belly, just to expand out. And when you exhale, pull those muscles in. That is the proper way to breathe. We normally breathe in our lungs, and we don't get enough oxygen that way, and it sends a signal to our brain that we're being stressed. So if you ever have noticed how babies and animals breathe, they breathe using their diaphragm, and that's what I like for you to focus on. Breathing in through the nose and out through your mouth, and allowing your abdominal wall muscles to expand outward as you breathe in, which will lower your diaphragm and allow more oxygen in, and to pull them in when you exhale. In through the nose and out through the mouth. Very good. Just think of the waves of the ocean rolling in very gently to the shore. Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Very good. Now, as you're breathing in and breathing out, I'd like to ask you to focus on your body, just to become very aware of your presence. Just pay attention. It's okay if thoughts are racing through. Just focus on my breath. Focus on my voice, and focus on your body. The thoughts will come and go. That's very normal, especially if you're just beginning to meditate. Our minds can be very, very busy, and that's okay. Just focus on what I'm saying and focus on your awareness, on your body. Now, as you're breathing in and breathing out, I like to ask you to allow, beginning at the very top of your head and extending throughout your entire body, all the way out to the very tips of your toes, a deep wave of relaxation as you inhale, as you breathe in. Just allow that to be start at the top and just wash very rhythmically over your entire body as you breathe in and out, in and out, in and out. Going deeper and deeper and deeper with that wave of relaxation. Just washing out all the way through your entire body, relaxing and releasing anything that need not be present. Just going deeper and deeper and deeper. Very good. Deeper, 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 deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. Continue to let that wave wash and move throughout your entire body, going deeper, 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 and deeper. Very good. You're doing an outstanding job. Now, I'd like to ask you to focus from your heart area, just to become aware of your heart. The heart is the doorway to our soul. I want you to just focus on that area for a moment. And allow yourself to enter, just to sink your awareness into your heart. Don't force it. You don't have to do that. Just kind of slide into that place and go deeper and deeper and deeper. Very good. Now, I'd like to ask you to allow a very warm, glowing light to surround your awareness that's currently resting in your heart. It could be a white light or a golden white light, a pink, a blue, whatever color is appropriate for you. Most people tend to like the white light. Be purple or rose colored or green, orange, any beautiful color. Just allow yourself to see that or feel it or sense it. There's no right or wrong way to do this. There's the right way for you, which is the way you're doing right now. And you're doing an excellent, outstanding job. So once you have a very, very good sense of the light, I'd like to ask you to allow yourself to see your body functioning with optimal health, vibrant well-being, and joyful expression, whatever that means to you, whatever activity, whatever place, whomever you're with, just to see yourself functioning optimally, where every organ, every cell, every portion of your being is in alignment with your true self, with your soul. That's where healing and health reside. It's within us. It's within you. You are free from pain, discomfort, limitation, anything that no longer serves you is gone. And allow yourself to see what remains, which is your vibrant, optimal, wondrous being of physical health, emotional health, spiritual health, the alignment of your mind, body, and spirit. And I want you to just take a few moments once you have a sense of that wonderful place of beingness and just allow yourself to have that complete and wonderful experience and go deeper and deeper and deeper. Thank you. Very good. Now I'd like to ask you to take that image of yourself to take that experience, not only the image but the feeling, the tangible aspect of this visualization, and I'd like to ask you to focus again in your heart and to allow that image to rest there, knowing that true health comes from within. And while drugs and medications and surgeries and anything outside of you can help and support your body and your being to become healthier, to heal, all healing comes from within. From within you. And with that knowing, you are empowered to participate actively more than ever in your health and well-being and your healing. And once you have that image rooted in your heart, I'd like to ask you to release it lovingly and gently, and to return to focusing on your entire body and see the difference in how you feel now. You should feel stronger and healthier and happier and whole. And if you don't, that's okay. Just know that that possibility, that potential is present within you. And I like for you to release the light very slowly, very carefully, thanking it for the gift of its presence, thanking this experience of healing, of health and well-being for visiting you, and very gradually and gently begin to focus on your breathing once more and take your time and begin to return your conscious awareness back into its normal state. Just take your time and come on back. And whenever you're ready, you can open your eyes. Just take your time. Very good. Excellent. You did a good job. And I want to thank you for taking the bold step of participating more actively in your own healing, health, and well-being. I would suggest that you plan and carry out for the next 30 days meditating at least once a day. As I said at the beginning of this healing exercise, we have other mind-body products. We have many other meditations that can help you. There's just so many things you can do to help your body reduce the level of stress that you're experiencing. Chronic stress is one of the leading sources and contributors to chronic diseases in our current society. Many, many people have stress, anxiety, and other changes in their body that's triggered by the way we think and feel because we don't pay attention to how we think and feel. We just kind of have the sense that our thoughts are controlling us instead of the truth that we control our thoughts and our feelings. So I set about creating products, mind-body programs, to help people that want to improve their health and well-being, especially those facing serious illnesses. And our How to Get Well Faster programs have had a tremendous impact on our clients who've used the products appropriately because they're based on contemporary medical research that's proven the power of your mind. And in my opinion, this research confirms the ancient wisdom that's present around the world in many, many cultures that at the foundation recognizes as we think, so we are, and as we feel, so we are. When I was in medical school, I was taught that there were 7 psychosomatic diseases and our emotions had nothing else to do with any other disease, and I found that to be a bit unacceptable. I saw the way that people were distressed and concerned and worried and how those physiological, psychological states affected their physiology. And I saw when people wanted to get well that they did, when they had a burning desire to get well, and when they had this fighting spirit that no matter what doctors told them about their prognosis, it didn't matter because they had made up in their minds that they were going to get well. So I've had a remarkable journey the last 30 years, and I'm so grateful for this opportunity to share with you through these products the knowledge and the insight and the wisdom that I've gained. That's why I became a physician, to help people. And because of the internet and because of technology, I've been able to reach people beyond the practice of medicine in ways that have been so meaningful and powerful to me and to our clients. So if you'd like more information, please visit our website, www.howtogetwellfaster.com. This is Dr. Elaine Ferguson, and I remain yours in good health. Goodbye, and God bless.